Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Zhao Liang Wang. Date of birth 8/26/1959. Date of procedure is November 16, 2023. Physician performing procedures, Yevgenia Golter DO. Referring physician is Dr. Maria Mina Cardina. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indications are dysphagia, comma, GERD, comma, screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position. The data is for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, comma, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retrofuxy was obtained in the cardia. Period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. A retrofuxy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 8, 2-3-3. Period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, number one, there was evidence of inflamed vocal cords. Next line, there was an unremarkable proximal and mid esophagus. Next line, the esophagus appeared tortuous throughout, and there was an angulation at the distal esophagus. Next line, there was mild irregularity at the Z line at 36 centimeters from the bite block. Period. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erosions in the antrum. Period. The antrum was biopsied separately. Next line. There was gastric erythema noted throughout. Biopsies were obtained of the body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy number one, the ileocecal valve appeared mildly prominent. Cold biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, transverse colon, diminutive polyp. There were two transverse colon diminutive polyps noted that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two sigmoid colon diminutive polyps noted that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy as well. There was a diminutive rectal polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Period. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Recommend to continue PPI as previously prescribed, discussed taking it 30 minutes prior to breakfast. Next line, would recommend ENT eval for inflamed vocal cords. Next line, would repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, follow-up pass from the ileocecal valve prominence may need further evaluation pending findings.